And he said, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Mark 16:15-18. Mission News Network presents Go Ye on Garden City Radio 89.9 FM, Port Harcourt, with Captain Success, featuring Mission News, Mission Talks, Mission Events and Activities. Go Ye on Garden City Radio, the groove and style station, every Wednesday from 3:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Go Ye with Captain Success on a mission. Listen and be on the go.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Go Ye on Radio, a news and current affairs program designed to encourage, educate, and motivate Christians to prayers, participation, and support for missionary work to help further the Great Commission. Go Ye on Radio is a listener support program and is brought to you by Mission News Network, a mission news service dedicated to keeping Christians informed on evangelical activities around the world. To be a guest on the program and have opportunity to talk about your ministry, mission events, outreach, and church programs, you can call us on the following numbers: 0806-164-9063 or 0705-920-6296. Email, you can send us a mail at goyenetwork@gmail.com. Twitter, we are on at goyeonradio. Facebook is facebook.com/missionnewsnetwork. My name is Captain Success, and on Mission Talk today, we are looking at the killings and maiming of Christians, destruction of properties and burning of houses and churches in southern Kaduna and other parts of the north. The latest and one of the deadliest happened on 24th of December in Goska village in Jemaah local government area of Kaduna state. Ironically, on a day that the people ought to be joyously celebrating the Christmas festivities, was the day they were reduced to burying their loved ones, and the wounded were being treated in the hospitals as well as coping with a fresh batch of internally displaced people of Goska village whose houses were burnt down completely. That is a very terrible one, and indeed is a very sad one in a time such as this. There have been claims and counter claims from the governor of the state, Malam Nasiru Erfai, and also the presidency yesterday released their statement on why they are silent over the issue. All right. We heard that there is a current attack in the past 24 hours, precisely on Goska village in Jemaah local government area of Kaduna state. And we've also woke up to the news from the federal government this morning, the news from the presidency, a statement rather, saying that giving our reasons why they are silent over the issue, and one of the reasons is the fact that the governor said he's on top of the issue. But then we're having this conflicting report here and there of curfew, restriction of movement, and yet there is the still massive attack going on in some of those villages. All right, joining us right now from Abuja is Reverend Dr. Musa Asake. Hello, good afternoon, Dr. Musa Asake.
Good afternoon, how are you, sir?
Very fine, God bless you, sir. Very well. We're hearing a lot of conflicting reports from southern Kaduna over the happenings over there. Please, can you confirm exactly the situation in southern Kaduna as we speak?
Thank you very much for asking. Southern Kaduna is in turmoil. A lot of killings going on before the Christmas. but very unfortunately, the security people are not helping the matter. I'm from that area to be exact. On Christmas Day, we were having our service. There was an interruption because the horsemen attacked a nearby village named Goska that you have just mentioned.
Okay.
So a lot of killing is still going on, and there has been a curfew introduced by the state government. But let me make it very clear to our hearers. That curfew, if you go to Kafanchan, the soldiers, the police, they are only in the areas that are occupied by Muslims. The areas that the Christians are not protected at all. So I want the whole world to know, and our listeners, that the governor is very biased in his leadership.
That's a very heartbreaking one, sir. So how did we get here in the first place? How did this all started?
Well, we get here because the government is interested in one section and not in another section. These Fulani herdsmen are destroying people's farms, killing people. None of them have been arrested. But the indigents that are being killed, their farms taken over by the Fulanis, are being arrested and detained by the government. We were shocked recently when the governor of Kaduna State made mention that he is paying some of these Fulanis so that they cannot continue the killing. The implication is the governor knows them, but he cannot arrest them, only paying them, which is a very sad situation. The Christians are left with nobody to help them. And from what you have said, I read with a great disappointment what the spokesperson for the president said, that the president cannot do anything because the governor has briefed him. That is so disappointing. They are killing people. People are refugees in their homes, and the presidency is keeping quiet. If they send soldiers, the soldiers are backing the Muslims. What a sad situation.
This is heartbreaking, Dr. Asake, to hear that the role of government in all of this. In light of seemingly government inability to protect the lives and properties of Christians in these areas, what should the church do? I mean, the body of Christ, both in the north and down south, what should we be doing in a time like this?
In times like this, number one thing is to pray for God to intervene. As we are now, we are left with nobody but our God. We are crying to God, and our tears will never go in vain. For the Christians in the south, buckle up. Fasten your seat belts, because they will come. Don't just stay there and fold your arms and say that it's in the north. Is in southern Kaduna. They have a plan to take over this country. That's why they want to wipe out all the Christians in southern Kaduna. So I ask the Christians in the south,